Before we get to that, I would like to introduce our third special guest this evening. She is the co-founder of Georgia Music Partners, the authority that grows and improves the music economy in Georgia, operating in partnership with the Recording Academy Atlanta chapter. For those of you that don't know, the Recording Academy is the one that does the Grammys, so it's a big deal. She is the managing partner of Placement Music, a boutique entertainment firm specializing in licensing, custom music, and scoring for all forms of media. Highlights at Placement Music include being commissioned by Fox Sports for two consecutive years to create original orchestral scores for the Super Bowl. And if you hear a little rumbling in the background, don't worry about it. There's not an earthquake. We're not in L.A. today. That is the train that runs right through the heart of downtown Duluth.
27 times.
Exactly. It's all good. It's 8:30. Additional credits for this guest include multiple custom placements in David Cross indie film Hits, which debuted at the 2014 Sundance Festival, as well as placements for Paramount Pictures, Sony, CBS, NFL, and NASCAR. She is a national trustee of the Recording Academy, and she serves on the advisory board for Girls Rock Camp Atlanta. Please welcome Tammy Hurt.
Yay, Tammy Hurt.
Hello, everybody.
So much for being on the show. It is so great to have you. I'm joined here today by Eddie Owen and Levi Lowry.
Hey, Eddie and Levi.
Hello. Hi, Tammy. I can't believe Norwood didn't mention that you were also a kick-ass drummer for the rock band Paper Dolls forever and ever and ever.
That's
and
right.
My favorite drummer that ever played in Atlanta.
Well, you're very kind. I still do that on occasion, and I certainly do enjoy doing that when I can. So thank you, Eddie, for that prop.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Tammy, and congratulations on your article in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution this week. Everyone listening should Google the article. It's called Georgia Music Can Matter Even More. And Tammy, since we're talking about music education today, how do you think that we could advocate for more music education, and how can our listeners get involved?
Well, with the size of the entertainment industry in Georgia, we need to do more to get Georgians employed in the music recording industry as musicians, technicians, through training and job programs. You know, we need to advocate for more music education and specialized industry training. And what that means is having, you know, really terrific transferable skills. So it's important that we educate kids to play instruments and be performers. But at the same time, there's a whole other side of the business, engineering, technicians, technology. And I think that you know, as with other entertainment industries in the state, we need to incentivize practical business behavior that will secure the future of Georgia music. I think we need to encourage more programs in music business at Emory and SCAD and Georgia State and UGA. And I think that we need to encourage the development of musical interest in youth in Georgia. This could be done simply by including musical instruments in the sales tax holiday during the back-to-school time period.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that musical instruments were not included in that. That, I would imagine, would make a big difference.
Well, and it's, we all know this. It's so important to introduce kids at a young age to music. And, it's been sort of the trend to cut music school programming at the younger ages. And it's really important that we start having this discussion. So regardless if those programs go away, if we can put instruments in their hands, then we'll be moving down the right path.
That's great. And so I guess one thing we could be doing is supporting places like the Red Clay Music Foundry that Eddie has got here, places that are helping music to thrive in our local communities and helping young people get exposure to music education. Is there anything else we could do? Like, should we be contacting our senators or anything like that as far as, like you're saying, the smarter business practices?
Well, I think, the conversations are happening. They're definitely happening. There's definitely a movement. I think we're moving in the right direction. I think it's important to remain vigilant about legislation that would be favorable for music. And keep your eye on Georgia Music Partners because we're right at the center of all that with regard to working with businesses, working with educators, working with the different entities to really holistically promote the music industry in conjunction with the overall entertainment industry.
That's fantastic. Yeah, because your organization, again, Georgia Music Partners, is helping to improve the music economy in Georgia. What do you think specifically are the challenges that the Georgia music industry is facing, and how can we all do our parts to improve them?
Well, I think one of the biggest challenges is it's really hard to brand Georgia music because we have so many strong sectors in different genres. There are nearly 20 professional orchestras in Georgia. As a matter of fact, a little known fact, the ASO has 26 Grammys. We've got a really strong gospel and Christian music industry with artists like, you know, Third Day and Casting Crowns, you know, to the talent of the North Point musicians. We have country artists, of course, Zach Brown and Sugarland, Jason Aldean, the big, you know, bigger names, the rock bands. We have REM and Black Crowes. So globally, artists are recognized from Georgia in every genre. There was a report that came out last year from the Georgia House of Representatives Music Study Committee that it was recommended that the state fund the development and the implementation of a strategic marketing plan. It's important to aggressively promote Georgia and our talent and our businesses, the education, the programs that are here, and tourism, as well as the music component of the Georgia Entertainment Investment Act across, you know, all the platforms, film, digital entertainment, and, you know, do that through the Office of Economic Development.
Okay, wow. Now, Tammy, as you probably know, we have listeners not just in Georgia, but we've got listeners all over the country and the world, actually. So with people that are in similar situations in their cities and their towns, what are the benefits of strengthening your local music economy?
Well, there's growing recognition among governments and other, you know, stakeholders that are investing in music that music can deliver significant economic, employment, cultural, and social benefits. You know, it's a well-known fact that a vibrant music economy drives, you know, drives value for cities in several ways. You've got job creation, of course, economic growth, tourism development, and city brand building, as well as artistic growth. So a strong music community has been proven to attract other industrial investment along with talented workers who put a high value on quality of life, no matter what their profession. GMP is partnering with Georgia's film and television thought leaders, and we have been since the inception of the Georgia Music Partners in general. Music, as you know, is an important segment of film, TV, digital media, and advertising. And if as the creative industry grows, and in Georgia, the need for talent and production is also going to grow. So scoring and soundtracks can provide additional opportunities for musicians, and including orchestral players, studios, producers, as well as, you know, Georgia-based companies that support them. So by all sectors of the entertainment industry partnering together, it really strengthens the infrastructure. And that's in our state and as well as, you know, other international cities.
Yeah, it's like a ripple effect almost of when you strengthen that part of the creative economy, how it just enriches so many lives. So, Tammy, who can join Georgia Music Partners and how can they do it?
Well, membership is open to everyone. The Recording Academy is sort of the umbrella, if you will, to Georgia Music Partners. And we are basically act as the advocacy committee for the Recording Academy Atlanta chapter. But everybody can't be a member of the Recording Academy, but everybody can be a member of Georgia Music Partners. We are at online, of course, georgiamusicpartners.org is our website, and membership is easy. We have two classes of membership and also plenty of opportunity for sponsorship as well. We do have meetings. We have member meetups. Typically, we do on Wednesdays, the middle of the month, and our next meeting is September the 16th here in Atlanta. And then we have another member meeting on Tuesday, October the 7th. So we want to let our members know what we're doing and how they can be involved. So thank you for asking.
Well, fantastic. Well, I've got one more question, and this is actually for all three of the guests, Tammy, Levi, and Eddie. Let me start with you, Tammy. What do you think is the main barrier to a music education for young people? Do you think it's a lack of programs, a lack of funding? What do you think the main issue is with that?
Well, I think the programs have to be accessible, as I mentioned earlier. I think that they have to be funded early on in the, you know, educational process. I think the curriculum development is so integral, especially, you know, speaking from where my vantage point is these days, which is making sure that there are tangible, real-world skills that are being taught to folks that are being educated that will allow graduating students to obtain employment. I will say there's a really fascinating program through the Central Educational Center down in Coweta County. It's a joint venture partnership between Coweta County Public Schools and the West Central Technical College. I think that's what that is. And it's basically a partnership between business and industry, providing the skills from high school through adulthood so that there is a seamless education for life. And it's a fascinating program, and I encourage anyone to look into it, because basically what they're doing is they're finding out where the interest lies of the students that are going to school, and you know, at a very early age, and training them. Let's just say that, you know, your son or daughter is way into video games and you can't get them to do much else other than play video games. Well, if that's their interest, there's a career track starting early on all the way up through training to be in that, you know, to do exactly what they want to do. And it's really a fascinating, you know, fascinating program.
Well, that's fantastic. So, Eddie, briefly, what same question. What do you think is the main barrier to music education right now?
Well, you know, I love what Tammy just said, and I think it's this brilliant to be able to spot kids, young people that have not only passion but talent to excel in the music industry. And there is a way to be in the music industry in some level of talent, regardless of what that is, whether it's the technical side or the performing side or the playing side, the support side or the management side. But I just think that we're missing the boat taking music out of the schools at an early age because of the intrinsic value of song and music and what it can do to enhance your life, whether whether you're going to be a lawyer or a doctor or a plumber or electrician, or it doesn't matter what you do. I think the song is there's so much in it. It's like you can't have faith without doubt. Well, you can't have life without song. You know, it's just, you got to be there. And I think it's so important that we don't lose that we start in preschool and we go straight through every part of your education that music and song are involved.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I think, Eddie, one of the things that, you know, we always talk about, too, is supporting a STEAM-based curriculum instead of just STEM. And for the acronym for that is science, technology, engineering, and math. Well, you put the A in there, and it becomes STEAM, and the A stands for arts. So what you want to do is encourage a STEAM-based curriculum with arts included, because it, you know, studies have shown, you know, that you become a much more well-adjusted, you know, human being and adult with music and the arts in your life early on at an early age.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And Levi, same question for you. What do you think is the biggest barrier to music education right now?
There's nothing I can add to what they've already said.
Hey, well, that works.
That's what I had in my mind. I mean, it's just, It needs to be focused on it early on in education, I think, in schools. That's how it caught me. That's how it caught a lot of my friends. And, to see it disappearing, it's a shame.
Yeah. Well, you caught the bug, and we're so glad you did. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Tammy, for joining us. And since not everyone has an Atlanta Journal-Constitution membership, we are going to put that article, your article, up on the whatsupwithnorwood.com trending blog, so everyone can go after the show and check it out there. Again, the article is Georgia Music Can Matter Even More. Thank you so much, Tammy, for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
Bye, Tammy. Love you.
Bye, guys.
All right, folks. So now is the time to call in for your chance to win the $250 rehearsal package with Sound Lab Atlanta. So again, if you're in the Atlanta area and could use some rehearsal space, call in now. The number is 1-323-203 1-323-203-0815. Again, that's 1-323-203-0815. And while we wait for the calls to come in, we are going to go ahead and play one of Levi Lowry's songs for you. This is the title track off his latest album, My Crazy Head. Enjoy and call in to win.
I've been making the same mistakes again. Every time I think I quit, right back in the middle of it. Cigarettes, that's the easy part. I can't see the straight in me for the crooked in my heart. Me and my crazy head. I might have to die just to get myself some rest. I roll like a lion, but I'm scared to death. I run until I am completely out of breath. I'll never get away, never get away, never get away from me. Talking to myself. The only time that we agree is when we disagree.
All right, folks, that was Levi Lowry's title track off his latest album, My Crazy Head. And we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller. You are live on What's Up with Norwood with Levi Lowry and Eddie Owen. Up, caller dropped. Call back, caller. You've got just a minute or two to call back. It's your chance to win that $250 rehearsal package. Yeah, and that wasn't the full song, you guys, so be sure to check out Levi Lowry's music on iTunes and at his website, levilowry.com. So again, that call dropped, so we've got another few minutes, so go ahead and call in, caller. You need to call in with the name of our sponsor if you want to win that $250 rehearsal package with Sound Lab Atlanta. So while we wait for them to call back, I do want to remind everyone to subscribe to the show, and you can download episodes on iTunes. And if you've enjoyed these first few episodes, it would mean the world to us if you leave a review of the show. It only takes a minute to do, and it really helps the show grow. All right, guys, here we go. We've got a call. And hello, caller, are you there? Oh, they dropped again. Oh, shoot. The suspense is killing me. Let's see. Hey, Ronan, he is our sound engineer in LA. He said they won't wait. Okay. Well,
can we call them back?
Is there a way that we can call them back, Ronan? Do we have their phone number? Let's see if we can make this happen through the magic of the internet. But, as I was saying, it would mean the world to us if you'd leave a review of the show. It only takes a minute or two to do, and it really helps the show to grow. Plus, I always love hearing from the listeners, so be sure to do that on iTunes. Again, you can find the show on iTunes by searching for What's Up with Norwood in the iTunes store, or visit whatsupwithnorwood.com. All right, well, hopefully this caller will come back on the line. They've got like one or two more minutes till we've got to start signing off. It is a fantastic package. It's $250 worth of rehearsal time.
I'm thinking about calling it right now.
Yeah, I think Bob is prices are very good. That package to me seems like that's about $1,000.
I mean, yeah, for that too. Room for a full 24 hours, absolutely is. Yeah. All right. Well, Ronan said he can't get them, so I guess unless someone else calls him in the next minute or so, we're probably gonna have to try that another time. We can save it for next week, so that'll work. So I'm going to go ahead and start my thank yous then. Thank you first to my manager and producer of What's Up with Norwood, Jane Madigan, for all of her hard work to help make this show possible.
Yay!
Thank you to our special guests today, Eddie Owen, Levi Lowry, and Tammy Hurt. It was a pleasure chatting with all of you.
Thank you, Norwood.
Thank you. And you can learn more about Eddie and the Red Clay Music Foundry at eddieowenpresents.com. And you can find out more about Levi Lowry and check out his tunes at levilowry.com. And be sure to find out more about Georgia Music Partners at georgiamusicpartners.org. Thank you to SoundLab Atlanta for sponsoring tonight's show. You can find out more about them at soundlabatlanta.com. Shout out to our sound engineer Ronan at the LA Talk Radio Studios in Los Angeles for making us sound great. And finally, thanks to you for listening. We'll be back at next week, broadcasting live from the LA Talk Radio Studios in Los Angeles. I am so excited to be there in LA next week, broadcasting from the station. Our guest will be singer, songwriter, musician Chaz Mason, and you never know who else may pop by the studio. It is LA after all. So be sure to tune in at 5 p.m. Pacific time next Monday at latalkradio.com. Plus, Los Angelinos, come see me perform on Friday, September 11th at the Tribal Cafe in Echo Park. It is a free all-ages acoustic show, and I'd love to have the chance to meet you. Detail at norwood-music.com. All right, here we go. I'm going to play us out with my original song, Gravity, which you can get for free when you visit norwood-music.com. All right, until next time, remember, be fearless.
What's Up with Norwood, right here on LA Talk Radio.